Commentary number 16, The Elixir. This another interesting story goes a little further in pointing out some of the actions of people, real workers, real teachers, in this field and how they do things. It goes further in the theme that was developed in the previous story. And the question, obviously, is how do you perceive, comprehend the work and teachings of masters when so much of their behavior is paradoxical, frequently so ordinary? And first of all, the teacher answers this question by saying, examples are sometimes better than theory and than hypotheses. And so he recounts a story of his own experience. And in that, he's in a situation where he's not learning from somebody who's assented to give him teachings and guidance, and he goes to somebody else for help. This person diagnoses the situations, is looking at him and saying, what this person is looking for is not real teachings at this point, but rather is not willing to put himself in this particular situation of real serving and giving and doing and just following without greed. And he uses it as examples of greed without saying so, attempts to see meanings in his action, to trick him into conversations and so on and so forth, to seek learning in ways that it's not present. So rather than approach this person directly and discuss what this person needs and doesn't need, what he does, he gives him something to satisfy those odd desires, the attitudes that he has, the mistaken attitudes, and he gives it to him in the form of the elixir. The elixir being nothing but plain water. But along with that, he gives him some instructions in terms of action. He says, put it in the food, you're going to affect his behavior, but then for you, just simply serve and do what he tells you to do without any other expectations or desires. And this, of course, is the key, or one of the main keys in progressing along the path and gaining and learning from somebody else, and that is to simply do what is being offered, pay attention. That in and of itself is the teaching. As a result of this, the person progresses, goes back to the teacher, explains what he's done, says, okay, you can stop fooling around with the intermediate prescription and continue on your correct behavior. Now you've got the correct approach. Beyond that also is important understanding that the original teacher that this person seeks out is actually providing him teachings and guidance. But again, it's in the form of ordinary action. And obviously what this person is seeing, among other things, is that is the individual who was approached, in other words, the person relating the story, who eventually became a so-called great teacher himself, this person needed first to learn how to serve and had to weaken the strength of his own superficial attitudes and desires of what constituted teaching, and had to find a way to get into the rhythm of just paying attention and doing, serving correctly. This is how the teaching is transmitted. And so the teaching was provided in the way that was needed, that the individual needed, and that is, here's what to do. It wasn't provided with a lot of explanation, understanding, conveyance of theory. It was, this is what you do, and this is what he gave them. And when a person comes into that contact, all you have to do is do what is being offered from a real person. Now, from somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, and then you get caught into that, then you're in a whole different trap. And this is the case with the bulk of people who place themselves forward as so-called spiritual teachers, or what you have within most spiritual organizations. However, this does point out real action from real people how things work and how somebody can approach and have an effect indirectly through the means that can be accepted by the individual. And this is what you're really looking for. Looking for what can the person, what's the condition of the person now, what are they looking for, what are they seeking, what do they need, what can I provide to help them make the next step. If you can do this, then provide the next step, then the person is always on their way to going further on the path to realization and function. This is the end of this commentary, number 16.